Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
We want to continue to speak on kingdom preparations, and this one is the third part of kingdom preparations. Our subject is going to be the second part of what we started last week, follow his star. This is the second part of follow his star. And our text is from Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 following. I'll just read a couple of them and then we shall quickly recap what we learned last week. The first verse says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." Hallelujah. All right. If you just go down to the verse 9, "And when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was." Now, in speaking about kingdom preparations, we know that many years ago, John the Baptist was born, and he was born into a religious order. And he came to, as it were, prepare the way for the kingdom of God to come through Jesus Christ. One of the people I greatly respect in the Bible is John the Baptist, because he came from a religious background, a very religious background, but he, as it were, heard from the Lord and fulfilled a mandate of God upon his life to come out of the religious order that his fathers and his father's fathers and traditionally they were used to proclaim a message of the kingdom. John the Baptist actually started to speak a message of the kingdom so that the kingdom will fully be realized through Jesus Christ. So John the Baptist prepared the way for the kingdom of God to come through Jesus by speaking of the coming kingdom in a limited way. And it was for Jesus Christ to come and demonstrate it in a big way. The second way that John the Baptist went about preparing for the coming kingdom was to cry in the wilderness. He was crying as a lone voice in the wilderness. What it means is that he was in deep intercessions in the wilderness. It's not that he chooses to seclude himself from human beings and then he's shouting maybe a message to trees or things like that. Crying in the lonesome means that he separated himself, as it were, and then he was in deep intercession to force the kingdom of God to come. Now, we know that before God's rule clearly appears in our lives, we must do like John the Baptist. Before the kingdom of God clearly appears or manifests in our lives, we must similarly do some spiritual construction works. John the Baptist leveled mental mountains. He raised mental valleys. He straightened mental crookedness and smoothened mental roughness. I use the word mental because the repentance that John the Baptist was anointed with to proclaim is actually referring to a change of mind. So we need to go through the things that John the Baptist went through in order for us to realize the kingdom of God manifest in our lives for all to see. So we must just do what John the Baptist did, that which has been is what shall be. That is what the Bible says. So there shall be a repetition of what has happened, what John the Baptist did. And I want us to recap last week so that we can continue on the follow his star. Last week we looked at following his star, And I told you that I was using the word star metaphorically to refer firstly to Jesus Christ. It is not about following a horoscope or being a stargazer or following what they put in the papers, let the star be your guide in PMP and some other papers also. So we looked at some few things. First of all, we looked at two levels of guidance or two levels of leadership. And then secondly, we looked at two kinds of guidance. We also looked at two types of guidance or two types of leadership. We also looked at five modes of leadership, five modes of guidance. Mode is M-O-D-E-S. And then last of all, we looked at five means of guidance. Hallelujah. We need to be guided by the Lord so that we get to where He has destined for us, so that we get to see the King. So following His star is actually, metaphorically, I'm speaking about following His guidance or His leadership. Last week, we also said that the first thing that Jesus Christ drew from men was followership. So we follow the Lord. He leads us by His star. We follow the Lord before we worship the Lord, before we give of ourselves and of our gifts unto Him. That is what the wise men did. They followed the star of Jesus, and then they worshiped Him, and then they gave gifts unto Jesus. We also said that it is wisdom to follow the star. It is also wisdom to make progress at night. It is wisdom to make progress when things are not that clear to you. You still have to make progress. It is wisdom for you to make progress when things are not going the way that you desire. It is also wisdom to look up before you look down. Because as the wise men were following His star, they kept on looking up and trusting the Lord's guidance as they trod, as it were, in literal darkness. So it is wisdom for us to look up before we look down. Sometimes we are fond of looking down before we look up, but God wants us to do the opposite. We also say that it is wisdom to have heaven guide you on this dark earth. It is wisdom to have heaven guide you. Now, I want us to move into today's session, and then we are going to look at some four things that the star metaphorically stands for. The first area that God is going to guide you is that He is going to guide you into His word. Word, W-O-R-D, that is talking about the Bible. God desires to guide us, because through His guidance we can get to our promised land. We can get to the place where His kingdom is expressed and manifest. His rule, what He has ordained for us, comes to pass. Now, first of all, He is going to guide us into His word. He's going to lead you by His word, because the ultimate guide of life is the Bible, the word of God. That is the ultimate guide. Even the Holy Spirit guides us in the confines of the written word. So the star metaphorically is talking about a small light of understanding of God's written word in a dark night of ignorance, a dark night of uncertainty. God is often going to guide us and lead us by giving us a little understanding in our darkness. It is important for us to understand, as we said last week, that the stars appear in the night or can be seen in the night. So at the time of uncertainty, at the time of unsureness, at the darkness of ignorance, God is going to give us a little light. We can call it the star, a little light into His word. His guidance appears as a star in the night. It is not as a sun in the day. Many times, God desires to guide us into His word or lead us by His word. But what happens is that we despise the little understanding that we have into His word. We have to learn the habit of writing down the little understanding that God gives unto us. Because He's not going to flood us with sudden light. Look at the book of Proverbs 4:18. God is not going to flood us with sudden light, because the human body or the human life is not capable of receiving divine light. All of a sudden, it's not capable. It is going to shatter the human life. It's going to, as it were, make your life very uncomfortable and very difficult. So God, in His wisdom, guides us by a star, a little understanding. And when you despise that little understanding, what happens is that you are not able to follow or receive the guidance of God. The Bible makes us to know that God teaches us a little at a time, a little at a time. And that is what Proverbs chapter 4 and then verse 18 is talking about. It says that the path of the just is like the rising or the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. So God is going to lead you through the night. He's going to start through the night. He's going to start by a little light of understanding into a subject. And He's going to give that little one unto you. You need to be able to keep looking at that light until you have a perfect day, until the day dawn and the day star arises in your heart. So the Bible says that your path, as you walk it like the wise men, is going to be shining brighter and brighter as you go. We need to also bear in mind that when you sit in darkness for a long time, sudden light becomes very painful. When a person is in darkness and all of a sudden you open a full blast of light to the person, it becomes, the light is good, but the light becomes painful. The light becomes undesirable. So God releases light gradually. The most important point, ladies and gentlemen, is for you to keep looking at that star. For you to keep looking at that small light. Because as you do that, you get accustomed to the light and you get yourself ready for God to increase the intensity of the light that you need to get, or of the understanding that you need to get in the subject area that He is teaching you in His written word. In the book of Isaiah chapter 9 verse 2, the Bible tells us that the people who sat in darkness saw a great light, because unto us a child is born and unto us a son is given. So light will come to you, but we need to gradually write down the little understanding that you get and follow through with that understanding. Keep looking at the light. Keep focusing on His star, His guidance, and more light is going to come onto your life. Hallelujah. So in this year and in the future, in our years ahead, God is going to guide us using small light, using the star in a dark night. Sometimes you can hear God's word of guidance and it is like a small light in a dark heart. It is like a small light in a mind of ignorance. The word of God that you hear is not bright enough.
But God wants you to follow it. Because when you look at the star, even in a very starry night where there are plenty stars, you are not going to get a full blast of light. It's not going to be that bright, but you need to keep looking at the light so that it will guide you ultimately to your place of destination, to have the kingdom of God realized in your life. Now, before we move on to the second metaphoric meaning of following his star, we need to bear in mind that there are always stars in a typical night to confuse you. But you know his star, you know his guidance. And many times we are not comfortable with his guidance. We are not comfortable with it because it looks so small in our dark world of ignorance. It looks so small, but God wants us to not look at the insignificance of the star vis-a-vis the dark night, but he wants us to follow on with his guidance. His guidance comes to the heart of every one of us, and you should not despise it for its insignificance or its smallness. You must follow through with it.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
I doubt that there is anybody, any Christian really, who is born again, who deep down does not know what God wants him to do. Once you are born again, there is something deep inside of you that God guides you by, and you should not despise the smallness of the light that you receive into his word. Amen. Right now, 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19, for your further illumination as you continue to behold the light, as you continue to meditate on the small thing that God gives unto you, there is going to come a full day of brightness in your life. Now, secondly, following his star metaphorically means following the still small voice, the still small voice within a dark heart. Following his still small voice. Apart from God guiding you by his word and teaching you his word gradually, he is also going to lead you by his spoken word, not just the written word, but by his spoken word. In the book of Matthew chapter 4 verse 4, the Bible says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now, in the Bible, bread talks about doctrine. It talks about teaching. So Jesus Christ was saying that man shall not live by the written word alone. Man shall not live by the written word alone. He's not saying that man shall not live by the written word or by the Bible, but he says that he shall not live by it alone, but by the spoken word, but by every word that proceedeth. And that is a present continuous word. It means that God, apart from the written word that we can read every day and he will lead you into, he is also going to lead you by his spoken word, by a word that comes from him. Hallelujah. There are many leadings of God that comes to us this way, because he wants us to be in tune with him and in fellowship with Him. In order for us to realize the kingdom of God or God's rule in our lives, we must learn to listen to His spoken word, that He speaks deep inside of us. Some people call it intuition, the still small voice. Look at 1 Kings chapter 19. Some people call it intuition. Other people call it a gut feeling. God speaks to us by a gut feeling, or properly, by the inner voice. There is an inside voice that He is using to guide us. But it is so small. It is so still. It looks like a star in a night of confusion and uncertainty, a lack of clarity. You will hear God's still small voice, this intuition deep inside of your heart and speaking softly and tenderly. That is how God speaks. I believe you are in 1 Kings chapter 19 now. God speaks softly and He speaks tenderly. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. That is how He speaks. The Bible says that when Jesus came on earth, He would hardly even shout. He will not shout in the street, because there is a way that Jesus Christ or God speaks to us for us to follow. He speaks to us with a still small voice, and that is the star that He is using, or He is going to use to guide your life. It is the devil or Satan who shouts aloud. He speaks the loudest. But God speaks in a still small voice in such a manner that for you to be led by Him to realize His rule in your life, you have to quieten yourself. You must learn in your Christian life to still yourself before the Lord. You must learn to be meditative on the light. You must learn to still yourself, because as you meditate and you think about it and you still yourself before the Lord, His voice is going to come very clearly unto you. Now, 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 11, and He said, go forth and stand upon the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great, please note, the Lord passed by. In other words, God initiated something. God moved, as we will say in our modern day parlance. There was a move of God. God passed by, and a great and strong wind, and please underline wind, rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. Note it, it was before the Lord. The wind broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, and please underline earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. Please underline fire also. And after the fire, a still small voice. In the Hebrew, it says a calm, small voice. It's not a big voice. It's a calm and small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering of the cave. In other words, he put himself in a mode of hearing. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? Now, God is guiding Elijah the prophet, and He is guiding him by the still small voice. I need to make you to understand that God is often not guiding you in the spectacular, although He causes it in your life. They are going to spectacular things. Look at how spectacular a wind breaking in pieces a mountain or a rock is like. And I made you to understand underline an earthquake. An earthquake is something also very spectacular. It shakes. And then there is a fire also. All right. A fire is also something that you can say is spectacular, but God is often not guiding you in the spectacular, although he caused it. He causes it. Now, I need to emphasize this point so that we get to understand, because many people follow the spectacular and they make a shipwreck or they destroy their lives. Many people follow the spectacular and they destroy their life. God says that I caused the spectacular to happen. I moved in that spectacular manner. But in the midst of it, don't be guided by the spectacular. People look at the spectacular things in their lives. The spectacular things that God's move in their life is causing. And then they take certain steps that they should not take, because they see very wonderful signs and very wonderful wonders. They move out to do certain things, I mean, with the guidance of that thing, just looking at the spectacular. But in the end, they make a shipwreck of their faith and they destroy their lives, because oftentimes God causes the spectacular, but he is not leading or guiding you through the spectacular. You must wait. You must wait in your life. I know somebody who had an open door, to travel abroad. This person just inferred that, if God has opened the door, or if a door has been opened, then it is God. So the person went through the door. And up to now, it is such a big regret. The person made a destruction of his life. It is important for us not to just move by the guidance of the spectacular. He is going to guide you by the still small voice. So in spite of the spectacular, don't follow it. Listen for the still small voice. Elijah had enough spiritual sense not to follow the spectacular, not to put himself in a hearing mode by the spectacular. The Bible says it was so when he heard a still small voice that he wrapped his mantle and went to stand in a hearing mode, quieting himself. And then God's voice came unto him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And he entered into his guidance, or he guided him. So Elijah, although he was a prophet, was not led by the spectacular. The spectacular infers the anointing, but he was waiting for the still small voice. Hallelujah. People have followed the spectacular and made shipwreck of issues in their lives. Please don't do it. Don't say that, "Well, because the person himself has come to maybe speak the thing to me in such a spectacular manner, it means that God is in it." Please, in the midst of it, listen and follow his star. In the book of Mark chapter 16 verse 17, the Bible makes us to understand that these signs shall follow them. These signs shall follow them that believe. It's not "these signs shall lead them that believe." It shall follow them that believe. Hallelujah. So don't be led by signs. Rather, be led by the still small voice and let the signs follow you. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, the star that God wants to guide our lives in order for us to realize his kingdom or his rule, what he has ordained for us in our lives, is going to be so small. It's going to be so still. It is like, in 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 44, it is like the cloud that Elijah said looked like a man's hand. Now, have you ever imagined a cloud like a man's hand? Look at your hands. Just look at your hands. Look at your hands. And then imagine your hands in the skies. This servant of Elijah went to look out and said that, "Oh, I see a cloud, and it is so small. It's like the size of a man's hand. I think that it is like a star. Elijah knew how to be guided by God, how to make a move. Now, when he saw that small cloud like a man's hand, he knew that inside of it was pregnant with rainfall. So he told Ahab that go before you because there is a sound of abundance of rain. Rain is coming abundantly upon your life, and rain is blessing by just looking at the star that metaphorically is like the cloud.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.